This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The word diphtheria comes from the Greek word for leather or prepared hide. Diphtheria is a respiratory disease that thickens, like leather, the membrane in the nose and throat. The result can be suffocation, and most of the victims are children. Back in 1921, there were about 200,000 cases of diphtheria in the U.S. 15,000 people died. The numbers dropped after vaccination became widespread that decade, but diphtheria is reemerging in developing countries in turmoil, specifically in Yemen and among the Rohingya refugees who fled Myanmar. There is a century-old treatment, but it's made from the blood of horses, and that's a problem.
There is a risk of allergic reaction to horse serum when patients are given it because their bodies recognize horse products as foreign. And the number of producers of equine serum in the world overall has rapidly declined in recent years.
Dr. Heidi Smith is the Director of Clinical Affairs at Mass Biologics. That's a nonprofit unit of UMass Medical School. The organization was founded by the state of Massachusetts in the late 1800s specifically to produce the diphtheria antitoxin from horses. Now Mass Biologics is working on a new diphtheria serum that uses a human antibody. But the research has been stymied. There's not enough money to keep it going, even though early studies are promising. I asked Dr. Smith to explain why the new treatment is so urgent.
One of the concerning things about diphtheria is the fact that we've had this vaccine for many decades now, and clearly it's capable of controlling the disease. But wherever we have places where vaccination is disrupted, whether it's by natural disaster or political instability, we end up with pockets of individuals who are not vaccinated. And the disease is demonstrating again and again that when we have these disruptions in vaccination, it can easily flare. And this was probably best demonstrated by a very large outbreak in the states of the former Soviet Union in the mid-1990s, with well over 150,000 cases reported.
Have you seen diphtheria yourself in patients?
I have not. I'm fortunate to practice in a place where we have high rates of diphtheria coverage. Older practitioners who trained me told me stories of seeing cases, and just the description of the strangling angel of children is one that apparently is very apt. You can see a otherwise healthy child develop life-threatening respiratory complications in a very short period of time.
How far away are you from completing your research?
What we would need to do in order to get this medication into the clinic is to manufacture clinical grade material and start on a phase one clinical trial. So that process, once we were able to secure funding, would take about a year to a year and a half.
And how much money?
$1 to $2 million is the estimate to get through.
And that doesn't sound like a lot.
In the larger scheme of things, in terms of drug development, it's not.
Have you raised much of it yet?
No, we've raised less than half of the funds that we need to get to that stage.
So just to recap, there's a contagious disease that the world thought it licked. It has reemerged now in several countries, but a new and promising treatment that is being developed with your researchers is stuck in research. Is that a correct characterization? And if so, why is it happening?
Yeah, I would say that that's a correct characterization. And I think there are some parallels to other infectious diseases because they are diseases that can flare in outbreaks in unpredictable areas, and then you have fewer cases for a period of time. A parallel can be drawn to development of Ebola treatments. There were several treatments that had reached essentially the same stage of development and had encountered an impasse with regards to securing the funds to make clinical grade material and proceed into clinical trials. Similar in that there was not a predictable market that would attract investment from larger pharmaceutical companies. And I think the lessons learned from having those drugs stagnated at that stage of development and not at the ready when the larger outbreak occurred in 2014 was very instructive.
Dr. Heidi Smith is Director of Clinical Affairs at Mass Biologics, which is a vaccine and drug development arm of UMass Medical School, now developing a new treatment for diphtheria. Nice to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you as well.